Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Wu Keqi, protagonist and scriptwriter of Nina Hu, screening here in Certain Regard. So tell me about the big premiere screening yesterday. Was it different for you this time, since you're not only the protagonist but also the scriptwriter? So this film is your baby in a way.
Yes, that's my baby. All right. I'm going to cry. This is my baby. Yeah, it went very well, and I was very excited. I cried so many times, very emotional. But I felt that I'm with a lot of friends, a lot of strong, brave women with me while I was writing the script. It's them to inspire me to write a script. Oh my God, it's too emotional in the morning.
You managed to tell a story that is both fictional and true. This is what we need all over the world, so I feel like this is a statement for me more than a film at the moment. What was the inspiration for the film?
Well, I feel, okay, so we have watched so many interviews and so many words on those women who came up to speak their voices. It's all literary words. And then, okay, yeah, I know what happened. But I was wondering, what's the feeling? What happened after the thing happened? You know, some rejected, and then they didn't get role for the rest of their lives, and then they were nobody now. And then some accepted the deal, and then they become someone. There are lots of things, you know, going on in their minds while they came up, you know, in 20 years, and then to tell the story. And then there are lots of hatred, love, and then respect, and lots of things inside their lives for their whole lives. And I was wondering, you know, yeah, so how they felt, yeah. And then there were some very special cases happened in South Korea, and then one actress suicide herself after she got humiliated 10 years. After 10 years, the thing was done. Nobody, you know, tried to threaten her, but she life goes on. But I don't know why, within 10 years, she still wanted to suicide herself. That really, like, you know, caused my attention. And also there's a female writer in Taiwan. She was raped when she was very little by her close teacher while she was 15, and then she published a novel 10 years after. And after the novel was fictional, was published, she hanged herself and then suicide.
I guess there are some things that we can never let go. They grow in you instead of going away.
Yeah. Or it's not about me too. It's like all those, like, you know, attacking, bombing, all the things happening in the world. Those people who were hurt or traumatized. We really need to, you know, feel their feelings and then to have the empathy.
How do you come up with this, like, metaphor in a way? Women pursuing women, playing games with your mind. It's a deep feel, but at the same time, it's very entertaining.
Entertaining, yeah. The audience laughed a lot. a lot of metaphor, a lot of things. Some part is like, it's my imagination, or my feeling, or it's like the things really happened to me, but similar, because I was bullied and humiliated while I was doing extras, because I started from doing extras. And so I know how that feels. And then sometimes I feel like a begging dog. That's how it came from. But it's like, while I was learning performances from many teachers, you know, we all had these kind of games. Okay, so imitate an animal, right? And then to imitate a fan or imitate a refrigerator. And it's very interesting to me. I really combine all those things I've learned for the past 10 more years from my experiences. So I've never attend this kind of audition, but that's how it came from.
How did you work with Midi Zed? Was it different for you since you had to lead in the film?
Yeah, it's very different. I feel like from 2012, I started to work with him. I was doing extra, and then I auditioned his film, and then that's how I get to know cinema and then to do the real film. I was pretty like, how to say that? I was only like the actresses the director want me to do, you know, to cry, to stand over there, to walk by. And then, but gradually I learned a lot from him, from the set. Also, I've been to so many film festivals and I met a lot of auteurs and then learned a lot from those masters. Like, I really like Michael Haneke and then, you know, and Dardem and then Quentin, of course, and then Andrea Arnold, this very great female director from UK. By watching their films, it was really inspiring and it's very exciting. I really want to participate with these kind of films. And then so that's how I, you know, absorb those things from their films. And then although I didn't learn screenwriting at all, but I figured out that the art, the form, the film, it doesn't require a diploma. And then I can create something. And then that's how I got inspired. And then so gradually, I didn't know why, and I can write. And then from 3 years ago, I started to write something in a very crazy and then without formula way.
Did you discuss the film visually with them?
Yeah, he, I think half-half, yeah. Mostly, I did my part. When I was on set, I was only actresses and then scriptwriter. But this time, it's really different that I would like... it's not argue, but I would like, oh, no, I really like this scene. Please don't cut it off. It's very important. The Little Prince. The scene of The Little Prince is very important. Because 12 years ago, I performed Little Prince. I really was... I played Fox. Yeah, the same. To very cute, adorable kids for free for 2 years. And I was very naive. You know, we really love, a bunch of us, we really like drama, theater. We play, you know, we want them to laugh and then we didn't get any payment. But now I'm in the very realistic film industry with fame and then money and then all those very, like, hard to deal with these kind of things. It's really a big contrast, you know, to me, but I really miss, and then I didn't lose myself. I'm still the me. Well, 12 years ago, while I was playing Little Prince, but now I, just like Nina, she came to watch the show, and then she was like bursting into tears because she know she's a adult now. She know what that means. We went through all those things. I think all the artists, they really can feel the same way. Yeah.
Do you think that through this film and the movements and statements, we are carrying on, something is changing and in the whole violence against women and gender equality issues?
Of course. I think the changing will be like slowly, but you will see in many years. Just like I was being influenced by Oprah's speech on the Golden Globe, right? By so many people, perhaps Greta Gerwig, that she was an actress and then she now, you know, wrote her story and then directed Lady Bird. They did something to inspire me. So that's how I'm here. Yeah.
And we've been talking to Wu Keqi, scriptwriter and protagonist of Nina Hu, screening at the 72nd Festival de Cannes in Ascentare Guard. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.